Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Nigeria has always had a long and proud history in boxing. From the legendary Dick Tiger to Hogan Kid Bassey to Samuel Peter and Anthony Olufemi Joshua, many boxers of Nigerian heritage have made their mark on the world boxing scene, and some of them have even held world titles. But domestically, the boxing scene in Nigeria has been moribund for the past 20 years until the recent coming of the GoTV Boxing Night. The quarterly tournament has revived domestic interest in professional boxing and put many Nigerian boxers into sub-regional, continental, and global reckoning. And one of them, Abolaji Afonja Warrior Rashid, has been offered the chance of a lifetime. On the 24th of March, he will face Englishman Sam Shidi for the vacant Commonwealth middleweight title, a chance Rashid says will set him on his way to fame and fortune. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at the upcoming fight for the vacant Commonwealth middleweight title between Nigeria's Abolaji Afonja Warrior Rashid and Britain's Sam Shidi. My name is Tunde Koike. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. In March 2016, Nigeria's national middleweight champion Abolaji Rashid, aka the Afonja Warrior, defeated Ghana's Ajay Sowa to win the West African middleweight title. The win, coupled with his unbeaten record in 11 fights, has given him a shot at the vacant Commonwealth middleweight belt, where he will be facing Sam Shidi of Great Britain in London on the 24th of March. Rashid spoke to one of Complete Sports' finest reporters, James Agbiribi, recently.
This is Sports Planet.
Yeah, give us your full name.
My name is Rashid Abolaji, aka Afonja Warrior. I'm a national and West African champion in Nigeria. So now I'm going to UK to go, because the title is vacant. So we want to fight for the Commonwealth title in UK, okay. 24th of this month. So I'm promised country that I'm bringing the belt home.
Okay, Rashid, we just heard the good news now. You're fighting an English boxer. How did the whole package, how did everything come about?
Glory be to God, because I'm fighting Sam Cheat in UK, okay. 24th of this March. So normally I've had the match before today, because the match was postponed. You have to host the match 18th of this month before, but they have postponed the match to 24th. So I've been preparing myself. So I'm in good shape. If you can take a look with me, so I'm in good shape. So I'm well prepared. I promise that I'm going to knock him down ramfire. I'm bringing the belt home. I promise the whole country.
Okay, now, did you believe that with the small time you spent at GoTV, did you believe that this opportunity will come?
Normally, you know, it's a luck. But when somebody was doing something, if you can see somebody be pushing you that you should put more effort in something, so you have to be listening to them. Because many people will come to me when I'm training or when after my fight, people will just come to me that, oh boy, put more effort. Nobody knows tomorrow. No, but now I thank God. So in this country now, Europe to call me to come and fight for the Commonwealth. So it's a good luck for me and for my family. So, and I thank GoTV, because without GoTV, who is Afonja Warrior? So I thank them. So God will continue bless them. So that's it.
Okay, so when are you likely to leave for England?
Normally, because before, I'm supposed to leave tomorrow. But now, I believe our movement should be next week. Next week, Monday or Tuesday, we are moving from Nigeria to UK.
Okay. Afonja, you've fought most of your fights in Nigeria. I don't know if whether you fought outside Nigeria, maybe Africa, or how do you feel? Because now this is a bigger terrain. This is a different ball game, different crowd, different opponents. Is that not making you kind of scared?
Yes, I'm not scared of anything. Because if you can take a look, Afonja is a strong boy. He's a stronger boy because I've been facing some boxers that has record than me, and I defeated them. So this guy that I'm fighting is UK also, he has record than me. His 19th fight, he has 17 wins, 2 losses, and I have 11 by record.
No defeat.
Yes. Well, so now I'm not afraid because I've faced crowd a lot. I fought in Ghana, fought in Nigeria here, so I face this crowd. So I'm not afraid of fighting a white man. So I'm not scared. So
how did your family take this news?
My family was happy because it's a good luck and it's a good news for them. By hearing that Aboja is traveling to UK to go and fight. So everybody was happy. And I also happy because it's a luck for me to choose in country to go and defend, to go to UK and go and bring belt home. So just a good luck to me. So, and I promise country that I'm bringing the belt home. So.
Okay, Aboja, tell us, how did you start boxing? Was it from primary school, secondary school? How did it start for you?
I started my boxing 2009. Okay. So I fought in amateur. I have good records in amateur. But I can't remember the years, you know, but I believe I have bronze medalists, silver, but I've never had gold when I was in boxing. Maybe at the time they used to rob our fighters to go and win.
So which competition? Was it National Sport Festival? Was it?
I fought National Championship. Festival, that was 2009. I went to Kada and fought there, but I lost the fight. That was quarter final then. So before then, I've been facing competition. But now, it's just an opportunity for me. So I thank God for everything.
Did you have any opportunity to represent Nigeria, or you went to camp?
You mean now or what?
As in then, when you were still coming up, amateur, did you ever have the opportunity to be in camp?
I've been to be going to the camp, but they did not call me to camp. So I camp myself at home. So, and I'm disciplined. So, and I thank my coach also, and my trainers, because without them, nobody. Yeah.
So, during your boxing, why did you decide to pick boxing? Why not football? Why not basketball? Why not athletics? Why boxing?
Normally, I don't know I will become a champion in this country, because I know I'm still going for the world champions in Jesus' name. Because before, if I see my people training, I'll just say, why are they passing their time, wasting their time? What are they looking from the boxing? So there was a day somebody gave me a 3 slap. So I was forced to come to boxing. So from there, so I don't know that when I come to the boxing, that maybe I will be using it to be fighting it outside, because I can just see it. It's a game, not to be fighting outside. But I thank God. But for today, somebody slapped me and I become a champion in Nigeria. So I'm waiting Commonwealth also. So I thank the man, because if without the man for the slap, nothing can push me to boxing. Are you getting me? Because I was just looking boxing then that they are wasting their time. Because I believe in wrestling. If I just see you, I carry you, I believe you are going down. So that's just it.
Thank you very much, Afrojack.
Yeah.
That was national and West African middleweight boxing champion Abolaji Afonja Warrior Rashid speaking to Complete Sports reporter James Agberibi ahead of his March 24th Commonwealth middleweight title fight with Sam Sheedy of Great Britain.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm Odion Jody Gallo, Super Eagles striker and Watford Football Club of England player. Keep listening to Sports Planet.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor, or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that history was made in May 2016 when Jermell Charlo knocked out John Jackson to join his twin brother as a reigning world champion in the super welterweight division, marking the first time twin siblings have owned world titles at the same time. Jermell won the WBC version of the title, while just 1 hour later, his twin brother, Jermall Charlo, successfully defended his IBF belt with a hard-fought unanimous decision over Austin Trout in the very same ring. That's double trouble for sure. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Kweki, wishing you all a very pleasant evening and urging you to believe
that the planet is listening.